Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to the Kids Radio Recording Studio. You probably remember me from Adventures in Odyssey. By the way, do you listen to Adventures in Odyssey?
Yes.
Could you say that a little louder, please?
Yes.
Well, this studio is like the one where we record Adventures in Odyssey. Except in this studio, you're going to be the star. Are you ready?
Yes.
Great. Now, when I call on you, just speak right into the microphone, because I can't hear you waving at me. Let's see. Who's playing the part of Jamie?
It's me.
Good. I'm Chris. What's your name?
My name is Mark.
Well, it's great to have you here. And who's playing Casey?
I am.
All right. And what's your name?
Samuel.
Okay. Oh, and how old are you, by the way?
8.
Yes. Now that's the perfect age for this part. And finally, who's going to make all of our live sound effects?
Levi. I am.
Good. Now you may already know this, but in a recording studio, your job is known as Foley. What's your name?
Levi.
Well, it's good to have you here. You're going to have a lot of fun today. Okay, is everybody ready?
Yes.
All right then, here we go. 3, 2, 1. And now for another adventure in Odyssey.
I'm Detective Connie Kendall, and this is a kids' radio mystery, The Case of the Broken Lamp, based on a real story. Monday, 3:42 p.m., Wits End. I stood in Wits' office, in shock. There, all over the floor, was broken glass and Wits' happy clown desk lamp. It was presented to Wit in 1962 by Chuckles the Clown. For years, the lamp sat happily on the corner of Wit's desk, until it was joined 2 days ago by its new friend, an electric pencil sharpener. But now the Happy Clown lamp, may it rest in pieces, was scattered everywhere. A Happy Clown hat here, Happy Clown ears there, Happy Clown lips over there.
How could this happen?
I don't know, Wit.
Was there anybody up here this afternoon?
That's when it hit me.
Ouch!
What is it, Connie?
Jamie and Casey.
Jamie and Casey?
Jamie and Casey. Nice kids. Not the kind of kids you'd expect to find mixed up in a mystery like this one. We called them to the scene of the crime to give them the once-over. Twice. Both of them. But not each. Anyway.
Jamie and Casey, somebody knocked down my Mr. Happy Clown lamp. Do you know who did it?
Wasn't me.
It wasn't me either.
It's all right. Nobody's accusing you. All we're doing now is gathering the facts. Casey, tell me what happened this afternoon.
Yes, sir. It all started when I was walking down the sidewalk. No, it wasn't the driveway. No, maybe it was the sidewalk after all.
Casey, why don't you just tell us what happened when you came in the office?
Oh, okay. Connie gave me the key to your office so I could sharpen my pencil. Jamie wanted to come in with me.
Wow, I've never been in Wit's office. This is cool.
Where's the pencil sharpener?
Whoa, look. It's one of those horses like you ride at the supermarket.
Connie told us not to touch anything.
It looks so real.
So does this pencil sharpener.
I'm taking a ride.
You can't do that.
The sign says put in a nickel and take a ride on Binky the horse. So I'm obeying the sign.
Fine, I'm going to sharpen my pencil. Boy, that is sure an ugly clown lamp. Wow, look at this thing go. It is so cool. I wonder if Wit has some more pencils to sharpen.
It's time for another adventure in the Old West with Deputy Jamie and Binky the Horse. Oh no, the outlaws are coming over the hill. Deputy Jamie must get out to town to warn the sheriff. Hi-ho, Binky away! The outlaws are right behind Deputy Jamie. Step on it, Binky. Here goes Deputy Jamie up over the mountain. Past the duck pond. Down the cliff. And through the cow pasture. And there's the town ahead. There's only one thing that can stop Deputy Jamie now. Oh no, I'm out of nickels.
And I'm out of pencils.
Wow, you sharpened that whole big pile of pencils.
Yep, boy, that was fun. But we better get out of here.
Okay.
Connie said to make sure the door is shut tight when we leave.
I'll do it.
The story, Mr. Whitaker.
It sounded believable enough, but still, it wasn't clear who the culprit was.
Thank you, Casey. And now I know who knocked over Mr. Happy Clown.
You do?
You do?
You do?
I do.
He did.
It's none other than Jamie and Casey.
What?
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 It's simple, Connie. Mr. Happy Clown sat on the edge of the desk. It was the combination of the rocking motion of the horse and the vibration from the pencil sharpener that pushed Mr. Happy Clown to the very edge of destruction.
And of course, I knew exactly what happened then. I think. When the door slammed shut, the force of the slam sent Mr. Happy Clown to his demise.
And that's exactly how it happened.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Whitaker.
So am I.
Well, I forgive you both. But I think you owe Connie an apology, too. She trusted you not to touch anything, and you betrayed her trust.
Sorry, Connie.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, and don't worry. I believe Mr. Happy Clown is going to be just fine.
What?
Well, Mr. Happy Clown is made so you can change out his parts. You see, I can put his nose where the ear should be. Or I could put his mouth on top of his head.
Then all this glass...
is from the light bulb.
Oh, what a relief.
Wow.
I feel a lot better now.
Good. Here's a broom.
A broom?
Well, I'm trusting you both to do a good job cleaning up the mess you made.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And when you're finished, I'd like you both to meet me downstairs. I have a little assignment for you.
You do?
What do you mean?
Well, I'd like you to write down everything that just happened. I'm thinking this would make a great kids' radio show.
And so, that wraps up this case. I really didn't solve much, but I did agree to make a guest appearance on this kids' radio mystery. It's called The Case of the Broken Lamp. Hope you liked it.
I think Jamie and Casey learned something about being trustworthy. And that's important. In Luke 16:10, Jesus says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can be also trusted with much." Well, that's all for today. If you ever want to write to me, just send your card or letter to Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And be sure to visit us on the internet at witsend.org. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.